Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How are you doing today?
Hey, well, I'm painting away as you're speaking.
Hey, there we go. Yes, sir. Multitasker at its best right there.
Oh, yeah, I'm the king at that, so.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I'm speaking with Wayne. Is that right?
That is correct.
All right. Pleasure to meet you, Wayne. Yeah, so Ivan sent over information, gave me some information to catch me up to speed here. Seems like, you know, just even looking at a few things, you've been in business for quite some time, so congratulations on the established business,
first off.
You know,
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I want to make sure we are helping your business grow in the right direction, though, because I noticed that you did have a Google Business profile previously. You have some web presence, but there's a few things I noticed already, and I would like to discuss that with you, Wayne.
I'm not computer literate at all. So somewhere along the lines, when I had to move, I had to switch everything over, you know, on my on the Google end of things, you know, with the map and everything, and you know, and I had to go in and change everything and all that. So chances are, I probably fucked it up somehow.
It's okay.
You know?
Hey, that's where we come into play, okay? We're Premier Cool
Scout
Partners.
That all costs money. That's the problem. You know, I'm a sole proprietor, and there isn't really any extra money, you know, per se, so.
Well, let's go over a few things, because it might be me. I'm going to tell you this right now. I'll start off with this. Wayne, I've been putting in a 50% discount rate for you for the life of you being with us, okay? So it might be a lot more affordable than you think. But before I get to that, though, you're looking to target residential and commercial work. Well, it says small commercial work, so I understand that.
Small commercial. I got a brand new 2019 truck, so, I mean, it's done me justice.
Nice.
It costs money to pay the note on it.
Yeah.
So,
So
I work 7 days a week, usually, so.
Wow.
You know, unless it's pouring out and I got no inside at the time, you know. But,
yes, sir. Hey, you're hustling, though. Whatever they put the food on the table, you know?
I got to. Yes, I have a disabled daughter, and I'm also a foster parent, so.
Really?
Unfortunately, it takes a lot of money to deal with that. And,
yeah,
you know, I just
become
the guardian of one of them, so.
Really?
It's not easy, you know? That takes a lot of extra time out of the business and money and all that, you know, it's no fun nowadays because there's no help out there for the disabled. You know,
I understand that more than you know, actually. More than you know. I have family like that, yep. And, I hope you're sincere in my voice when I say I take my hat off to you, you know, and you've got a business to run and take care of family.
I can hear it
in
you.
That's
number one, you know. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, Wayne, I'm going to make sure to throw everything I can in here to help your business grow then, okay? We'll go over pricing and stuff, but, you know, very first thing is we got to get some of the things cleaned up because I'm looking on Google here, and it's showing your business. It's showing in Plymouth, for one, and then two,
it's
showing...
it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to show in Middleboro. So I physically went into, like, my Facebook pages and all that. Change the address, you know, from Plymouth to Middleboro, and that was like over a year ago. So,
somewhere along
the lines, I screwed up, and then I went in internally to the map and changed it. That I know has been changed because I can physically see that.
So, Wayne, I hate to be the bearer of bad news on this one, but on Google, it's showing permanently closed. So definitely something happened in there. Well, we need to fix for you. And that will definitely drive away customers. You know, that's missed opportunities. Because even as a referral, if they said, John, give Wayne a call. He's the best. And I look it up, like, man, he's closed. You know what I mean? So,
you know, I did see that. And I don't know what the hell happened there. I probably pressed the wrong button. Like I said, I'm not too computer literate, so.
That's okay. Well, Wayne, we give you an account management team that will help you out Monday through Friday to handle these situations, keywords, advertising, things like that online at your will. So as long as you communicate with them, let them know, hey, listen, I have a new ad I want to put out there. Can you help me with that? That's what they're waiting for to hear. You know, they'll go ahead and do that for you.
Right.
Everything is included
now,
in your package. Okay. Yeah.
Just a little FYI, the way I do business is face-to-face. I don't do business usually over the phone. I have to physically see the person and their credentials because of all the scams. I hope you can understand that.
I can get it. I get it. You know, I mean, I'm more, I don't know about you, but I mean, for me, I'm a people person. I love to see people in person myself. You know, that's why I was trying to look at it like a website, see if I could get a face to the voice here a little bit, you know. But that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, their way we run things is so different than the way our customers do, right? I have a small business of my own as well, too. And there's, for example, I really don't like Facebook personally for myself, from a personal use, but I use it
to search to see what is going on out there in the world as far as business. I don't get the likes. I don't, you know, pretty much do this or that, but all my photos are backed up. So you can literally go right into my Facebook and see all my work. Because I have the locator on, so it tracks my whereabouts and shows all the pictures of all my work. I mean, I do $1 million homes. You know, I'm the guy that you call when you can't get something done because you don't have the help.
Yeah, okay.
You know, not to toot my own horn, but...
rightfully so. You've been in business for quite some time, you know?
Yeah, it's all word of mouth, you know, up until July of last year when I had to move because the guy sold the friggin' house that he was living in, and he was renting to me in his other place. So 22 years in the same spot, you know. I had the best spot around. I had like 40 customers just for snow plowing.
Wow.
And every single one of them called me almost every year or every cycle of, you know, 4 to 5 to paint things or a power wash or something. So I literally work 7 days a week. Surprised my wife hasn't divorced me.
You know, you appreciate your hard work
all the
sir.
Time, you know.
But
you know, I also have the disabled kids, so you know, I have to take some time.
You know, we gotta make those adjustments and I wanna say sacrifices in a sense too, so that we can make those things happen for our family and for our loved ones.
Right.
You know, and I'm glad we're talking then here today, Wayne, because you know, it seems like you could really use the help. No lie. I'm looking at your online presence.
I could use the help in the areas that I'm not knowledgeable about, but like I say, you know, there's only so much the business can afford because I got a load on the truck. And that's pretty hefty.
All right. Well, this package, Wayne, goes actually, believe it or not, up to 50 miles out if you needed to. You can exclude some areas. You can narrow things down to specific counties, zip codes, cities, however you like. And all the calls will come directly.
I think I just got Plymouth County on there. If I remember correctly.
Well, we definitely want to hit Plymouth and obviously Middleborough as well too, since you're around the area. You know, we'll make sure we hit these areas so that way it's convenient for you. And it's also not time wasted where you're getting calls for areas that you don't want to work at, right? So we can make that happen.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I've even done the building in Braintree for the Comcast.
Did you really? Okay.
Myself.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
One of the other foster parents used to work for him, and I scored the contract because I had the best words coming out of my mouth. You know,
That's awesome.
He got me the job. I got the job.
He just got
me the interview. You know?
That's amazing.
So.
Hey, your work and your personality brings it out. You know what I mean? And so we want to make sure you're being found for that. I mean, honestly, the demand, we all know this. I mean, I went off to that book.
Oh, the demand is out there, and we can't get the jobs done fast enough.
Right.
That's the problem right now.
Yep.
We were doing two jobs outside, and then we had all that rain. So, lo and behold, we got a couple of calls, and then all of a sudden we're doing two insides, and I'm talking big ones.
There you
go. We did it all within a week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Two guys. Yeah. You know, we don't screw around, and we're talking old work. We're not talking new construction, so you got a lot of prep work to deal with, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, this is something we would definitely help you out with. Wayne, I think this is a perfect fit just because we can help you. Yeah. And this is that something, though. This is that something, honestly, because everyone can have a dry spell, and we want to make sure we're being proactive rather than reactive. Right? Right now, we're on the reactive
side. So far,
side.
I haven't had a dry spell.
and knock on wood, you know, we want to make sure we keep it that way. Yes, sir. And I'm telling you right now,
I'm booked until November, and in November I was probably going to take a month or two off.
Oh, wow.
But,
okay.
You know,
yeah.
If it snows, then obviously I got to go to work, but,
sure.
You know,
sure.
I tried to take a couple of months and just, you know, reboot the body and, you know, go from there, but, you know, I'd rather keep going. I'm almost retirement age, so.
Oh, Wayne, you're a machine, man. All right.
My mother says you can't slow down, and it's true. I don't know how to slow down. I'm as skinny as a rail, strong as an ox. I mean, I move 32 footers around like it's a piece of paper.
You know? All right. I see you. Okay. Well, Wayne, let's do this. I'm going to throw in a little something extra here for you just because, after speaking with you, I feel like you're a great guy. You really are. So, I'm going
to
throw
I try to be. I'm honest as a dollar bill, and, you know, I just give people what they want, you know.
Yes, sir. Well, first thing is we need to make sure they can find you. We're going to help you first off with getting your business profile on Google squared away. All right. Second thing is your Facebook ads and stuff. We'll use target marketing ads, and everything I'm talking about can be included in your package. It's not going to be additional for you.
Yeah,
okay?
Right now I have LinkedIn and Facebook linked together on my phone.
Oh, good, good, okay.
So I did have
love
a guy.
We'll put it this way, Wayne. We use target marketing ads for the customers that, let's say they're on Google and they look you up and they don't call you right away. If they go on their Facebook after that, your ads begin to appear on their feed with the click to call you directly from there. As a pretty much like a kind reminder saying, hey, listen, you were interested in having a painter nearby. This is the guy to call. And they can click from there. Mm-hmm. And it goes directly to you.
Right.
So with this, you'd be able to track it all. All right, Wayne? And I'm actually going to throw in something extra after I give you the pricing here. So as far as the pricing, I'm going to show you how much money we're going to help you save as well, too, okay? It's for the life of you being with us, being month-to-month with no contract. You don't pay per lead, per call, jobs, clicks, nothing like that. It's a flat rate.
That's interesting.
Yes, sir. Yep.
I did try one of them lead things, and I had to pull right out of it because I wasn't getting the work.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing. It's like
leads.
Yeah, no. And we don't touch any of them either. They talk to you directly. You track everything, and you cherry pick as many jobs and calls as you want, okay? And our team will back you up Monday through Friday for the back end of things, for your Facebook and online presence. And it's all for $249 month to month. Our normal pricing is a $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. I'm throwing off and wiping off the actual setup fee for you. And we're keeping it at $249 month to month, no additional cost, no hidden agendas, no cancellation fees or anything of that nature. Okay, so based off of pricing at $249 month to month, no matter what, is that something you can comfortably afford on that?
At the present moment, I do. Basically, what I just did was I paid 6 months in advance on my bills.
Oh, well, that,
which is probably mind blowing. Yeah. Basically, I'm paid up on all my shit, except for the incidental ones that you know you get sent out monthly.
Right.
But all the ones that you can pay in advance, I've already paid in advance till December.
Nice. I need to be doing something like that.
I've been very busy. You know.
Good.
Plus my wife's on Social Security, so I can't have more than X amount in the bank. Which has become a problem.
Oh no. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
you know how Social Security is.
Don't get me started with that. Oh Lord.
You can only have X amount of dollars in any account.
Yeah, no,
you know,
it's true.
It's sad, you know, they don't want
like,
you to
why?
Succeed.
Why? You know? Right,
you know?
Right.
So I got a million accounts underneath the threshold.
So, well, Wayne, with paying everything off, at least you have some money aside here. And this is something that will, like you said, is something unique because right now customers are thinking that you're permanently closed. Okay.
Well,
and
that's
a problem.
That
can be an issue. Exactly. Yeah. It's a, and I don't want to try to put it too big, but it's a pretty, pretty big issue here. We need to resolve for you. And if you're on your own doing this, I'm not going to lie. Like it could be a long time just because trying to get a hold of somebody through Google, it could be ridiculous. I'm not going to lie.
Well, that's the problem. I keep getting multiple calls and multiple phone numbers from people telling me that, this or that about Google, and they're all scams because I have my phone set up so that I can tell if it's a scam.
Yeah.
You know,
yes, sir.
Actually, I probably should double check, make sure it's on.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't usually answer all my phone calls.
Okay.
Because
and
you know, I have a list of numbers, you know, in my phone. I've probably got over 100 customers in my phone, and their names pop up.
Gotcha.
But if my phone's working properly, it shoots out a name, and I can tell that you're calling from California or here or there. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
good. That's actually a good thing. And actually, we developed a dashboard, which is your fully customizable tracking system. So it will help eliminate a lot of your spam and robocalls, for one. And you can see where the customers are calling from live. Even the keywords are working.
Yeah,
I
got T-Mobile. So T-Mobile has been very good. Verizon,
really?
Forget
T-Mobile?
About them.
Okay.
Yeah.
T-Mobile. I have AT&T, so that's one thing. I'm like, I don't know. Verizon, no.
Well, I do believe, actually, I think T-Mobile might own them now. They've all merged together.
I feel like it's becoming monopolized now.
Yeah. Actually, I think it's Verizon that owns them, to be honest.
I would say, I think more the opposite. Yeah, Verizon. Well,
yeah,
Wayne,
yeah,
let me do this. I'm going to send you, can I send you a text message real quick so you could see how legit we really are from, this is from Google, not from us, not from anybody else, okay? This is coming from Google to show you what they say about us. You'll see our local splash, our company name, right in the top, and it'll have, I believe.
I've heard of it, I just, you know.
I just want to make sure you feel aware of who you're joining the family with right now. And, you know, we've gone over pricing, everything we could do to help you. That way you feel more comfortable and at ease that we're going to get the job done. Okay.
Well, if you look up my business name, you will find my email right there. I have an email and a .com. And I also have a Facebook with my name on it.
I found your Facebook. Now, here's the thing.
Well,
when I looked up your business...
All you do is you just hit www.paintingsnowplowing.com, and then you'll see something that I started there, but it's also linked to a business page with all my pictures and everything.
Okay, let me
and
look
I
that
upload
one up
pictures
right now.
All the time, and you'll see what I do. I mean, I do siding, you know, that Hardy board. I just did a job. Probably see one of them pictures. It's like a bluish gray house. And I had to strip the hardy board off because it delaminated and peeled the paint. So I replaced all that and painted it. It's still as good today as it was when I did it. You know?
Wow.
I used to do lead work. I did a job in Plymouth. Drive by it all the time. It's as good as when I did it 20 years ago.
All right.
Just when you do the jobs right, you know, you don't get the callbacks. And I don't get callbacks unless it's to do something else.
Let me go over a few things with you, okay, Wayne? Because I popped up your website, paintingsnowplowing.com.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'm not sure if you know this, but your website is down as well. It's not popping up.
Well, I can still access it through my phone, but, you know, I haven't done anything with it since COVID, so that could be part of the problem.
So, yeah, all right. Wayne, I know for a fact, how about this? I'm going to throw in the website. I don't know if you made this website yourself, if you're satisfied with it, but let me put it this way.
No, I did it, I don't know if you know this name, William Hyman.
Why does that sound familiar, Hyman?
He's from the city. He helped me set everything up, I don't know, probably 10 years ago.
Okay.
And I still Facebook back and forth every once in a while. I mean, he's doing well and everything. He's the one that helped me link everything together, but I've also had a different phone since then.
Okay.
Actually, only one other phone since then. I definitely got to do something because I need to restructure since I've moved. And I have a permanent address now, for my business, which is my inheritance place. So, that's why I set everything up that way so that I wouldn't have to keep switching addresses because I'm in an apartment building now. Not the best scenario, but.
Hey, it's something. And, what you've been going through and everything.
My parents are on the way
to
Plymouth, so,
Yeah. All right. Well, Wayne, I'm going to do you a solid here. I'm going to throw in the website included in your package. What I suggest is we introduce our team to you. You know, we'll set up another day and time for them to go over how you want your website to look. You can give them the pictures. You have videos, testimonials. We're going to really help you out. I promised I was going to help you as best I can, and this is me doing that. So with the website.
I need a break in life.
There you go. This is it, man.
I mean, my wife's the computer genius. I mean, she's better than the Verizon techs. The only thing she hasn't been able to answer is why my just a regular TV, the thing keeps freezing. We got rid of the internet, but the TV keeps freezing about 6 times a day, and it's not connected to any internet, just a cable box. And they swore that it wouldn't do that again. I haven't had time to call them up and scream at them.
Right. Oh, man.
It's like
sometimes
you're watching the baseball game or a movie, and the stupid thing freezes, so you got to shut the TV off.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, count to 30, turn it back on, and then switch the channel before it actually reactivates.
Oh, my gosh.
These are the type of things that I'm dealing with, and my wife knows her shit, and she can't figure out why either.
Oh, no.
So we ended up getting a different internet provider.
Okay.
We actually went with T-Mobile because we can take it wherever we go.
All right, there you go.
Box, you plug into the outlet, so she hasn't had a problem,
Okay.
So, I mean, a lot of different quirky things, End of the season, you try to cut the budget down a little bit, But
yeah,
I am in a position where, I could probably pull the money out of my ass, to get things going. Is that a little much a month? Yeah, but, you're probably talking, two or three people involved. So, I know money.
Yes, sir.
I know people got to get paid for what they do. I know you guys are just sitting there doing this and that, You're not physically working, out in the trade, but you're trying to help everyone everyone that adds on, you get a little extra and boom, 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 and everyone's happy. And that's what I believe in is the chain,
yes,
goes
sir.
Round and round. If you break the chain, someone's not making money.
Right.
And that's what my grandfather taught me. Learn everything you can learn and you'll survive.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, 39 years I've survived in this business, and know the 80s and the early 90s, we were all starving. Well, I still kept a roof over my head.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's why I got into
prom. Right.
No, I'm doing very well. Even my mother's shocked. I wasn't easy to deal with.
Oh, man.
I don't like working for other people, but yet I'm good at the business.
Yeah, well, that's what an entrepreneur is right there, I mean, you don't want to work for someone else. You do it yourself, and you make it happen, And that's that go-getter mentality, and I respect that, right? Let's make sure we get this thing.
Out making $12 an hour,
Yeah?
I'm making $35 to $100 an hour.
Now we're talking. Nice, Wayne. Right, I'm happy for you. I am.
I had to make some decisions, I was working for an old-timer, and he was a math teacher, retired, and he got into the painting business, and I hooked up with him about 8-9 years ago, and when I did my taxes this year, I doubled my cost of fuel. I said to him, hey, ain't kept me busy all winter. I kept myself busy. I'm going to have to part ways, buddy. Sorry.
Yeah.
It felt bad, but he was only paying me 25, and then I hooked up with another buddy who gave me 40, and then gave me room to do my own stuff, you know. So
you
I worked for him like 3 days a week, and the rest of the week I worked for myself. So I'm banging out huge jobs in a week's time by myself.
Now we're talking. All right, Wayne. Well, let's get this thing started. Let's make sure that all that hard work you've been putting in, and sweat, blood, and tears, I'm going to say.
Oh, yes. Sweat, sweat has been the word lately.
All right. So, Wayne, your last name, is it Williams, right? W-I-L-L?
Yeah.
Okay. And I want to make sure everything's in writing for you. We'll even put everything on recording as well, too, as protection for you. Okay? Again, I want to really look out for you here. So, what's the best email? Because I'm going to make sure after payment that you see everything as a breakdown in writing for you. What's the best email?
The business name with no spaces, no dots. And on the word snow plowing, there is no G at the end.
Okay.
And they're all lowercase. And that's at Gmail.
That's Gmail. Wow, you landed your actual business name in there. That's incredible. Okay. Sorry, a lot of business owners can't say this.
I did a lot of work.
Yes, you did. I can see
that
it.
Up and, you know.
Yes, sir. And then also, is this best phone number for us to reach out to you, ending with the 6833?
Yep, that's the only phone number.
Okay, good. All right, I want to make sure the customers
which
reach out
I have
number.
Had for 22 years. No, actually, no, correction, 26 years.
Well, get out of here. Wow. Okay. People might even pay you to
trust
have your
me.
Phone number.
I've had a lot of phone numbers over the years, but this one's been the longest one.
Nice. I love it. All right. So now this part is for Google, so I have to make sure I have this on point. I know how to spell your business, but I just want to make sure I got WW painting snow plowing with no G altogether.
Yep.
Now, I need to make sure that we have the correct business address, though, so that way we can fix everything for you. What's that?
That would be 132 Rocky Meadow Street.
Street.
And that's
Middlesbrough,
Middleborough,
right?
Massachusetts.
Burrow, beautiful. Okay. I'll update that right now. And also, like I said, we're going to make sure that we're going to do a website for you, even help you with your Facebook ads as well, too. So in order to make that happen, I want to make sure that they're on point and introduce themselves, go over all that. Tomorrow, do you
You'll notice on my Facebook page that there is a business sign that is basically my logo.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. It has a little truck plowing snow there in the bottom next to the snow plow. I see it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that. And then I had one with the business sign because I did make us some stick in the grounds and a couple of the metal ones. And the irony of my whole business, how it took off, me and my son used a Dremel and some wood and carved the old business name, which I gave to him, in it. And that's how I landed all my plow work before I actually went on to Google.
Wow.
I mean, I was in the prime location. There must have been thousands of cars a day that had drive by. And that's how I got my tax guy. He saw the sign, and I've been working for him ever since. And he does my taxes for free.
All right.
Yeah.
I think if you, I'd be hanging out with you more often over here.
Come on down. You know, we'll have a grand old time, you know.
Yes, sir. All right.
And I got patience of the saint because of the disabled kids that I have living with me, and I'm a foster parent, so, I'm backed by the state of Massachusetts, put it that way. And my uncle's a retired sheriff, and, you know, my cousin's on the force, you know, in Middleborough, so, I mean, I don't get fucked with.
You know, I just
go to work like any normal person. I don't party. I might have a beer a couple times a year, you know. My downfall is the friggin' cigarettes.
Oh, no. All right, well, hey, everyone's got the little outlet, I guess, you know, but anywho.
Yeah, well,
so,
got to have something, you know.
Right. So, Wayne, tomorrow, do you have an hour window to speak with these guys to make sure they go over everything accordingly to get things rolling for you in the right direction here?
Yes. I'm actually almost done with this. I got some soffits I got to clean and some gutters. And let's see, we got two windows, three, a soffit, and a rake board that I got to finish up on this job. So it should be done right around lunchtime, I figure.
Okay. So lunchtime. Now, I'm going to give you their full phone number so that way you have always a way to contact them, okay, as
yeah,
well.
All right. Let me walk to the truck for that.
Okay.
I got the number on my caller ID from where.
Well, I'm going to give you a direct line. Yeah, no, I'm going to give you a direct line because this one is for us calling out to save money for the company, but I'm going to give you a direct line for them so that we anything to do with your account, you call this number I'm about to give you, okay?
Hang on. Okay, good.
All right, it's 877.
Yep.
635.
Yep. 6225. Okay, names and extension numbers or anything?
It's voice activated, nice and easy for you. So if you said, I want to speak to someone for a website, you just say website. Or if you want to talk to someone for customer support, billing, Facebook, we got you covered, partner. All right?
All right. And contact person?
Yep. And now I'm going to make sure I'm going to send you an email. I'm going to send the same email to them so that way we can set up this appointment for tomorrow. You said around noontime, right?
Yeah, noonish, 1 o'clock, right around there. I'll be real close. If anything, I got a couple of doors I got to paint for them that I'm basically throwing in. They should be replaced, but that's me.
Right, well,
I tell people to replace shit when it needs to be replaced. If there's rotted wood, I do that also, but I don't get into the, replacing the rake boards, obviously, because I can't hang it myself. But, corner boards, little one-inch strips, I replace that. So I do some small carpentry, and I am fully insured.
Beautiful. That's what I was going to ask you. I'm going to ask you about these things in a few seconds here. I'm going to send you an email. How about because they're going to call from California time zone. So it's at 9 a.m. their time, but it's going to be noon to 1 at your time, okay? So I'm going to send that to you right now.
All right.
Let me know once you guys. It's going to come from my email at jseo@localsplash.com.
localsplash.com. Okay. And what was that first part that you said? I actually moved my ear away from the phone.
That's all right. Sorry, it's J-S-E-O.
E-O, okay.
At Local Splash, you got it. That's me, okay.
Okay.
And that's probably the best way to contact me in case you ever need me on that, but our customer support team is excellent, so I'm pretty sure you probably won't even need me, but yeah.
Well, believe it or not, I don't know how to send an email unless someone sends it to me.
Okay.
Sounds stupid or not.
Fine.
I'm a smart man, but, when it comes to the electronics, I usually have to have the wife help me, but she's home, she does the caregiving part, and I do all the bills and shopping and all that shit, so my day isn't over yet, even though I'm about to run out of paint. I got to go get paint, bank, stores, because she don't drive. So,
yep.
I'm a very
That's
busy
right.
man.
Yeah. Well, this will take some load off your shoulders. You don't have to worry about these back end things. You can focus more on the job at hand, okay? So,
I should be able to operate everything off my phone, correct?
Yes, you can. Your phone or computer. Yeah. You got it. Yes, sir.
I do everything off my phone, so.
Okay.
And it's encrypted, because I do my banking and all that, too, so.
Oh, okay.
For some reason, there's a lot of scamming going on out there, but my phone hasn't gotten hacked yet. So
good. Well, let's keep it that way. Yeah. Yeah, let's keep it that way.
Well, it's also a business number, too, so most of the time they're after the individual, the old folks and everything, trying to scam them and all of that, so, you know.
My mother got scammed before in the past, and it took so many years to get back on her feet from that. It was, I don't even want to think about
no,
it.
No, I guess scammed, I don't know, about 10 years ago, and the business that was doing business with the person exalted all business relations, but I still had to pay the loan, so that's why it's like, oh shit, you know, do I ever want to do this again, you know?
Right.
So once I moved, that's when everything got fucked up, you know. I should have just left it alone and not changed the address or anything, and I probably would have been fine.
Hey, that's a lesson learned on things, and it led us to you, you know what I mean? And now you're going to have even more help so that way you don't run through these processes ever again. You know, you have a team that will help you out with the website. Like I said, I'm really helping you out here, okay? But first thing
I do have a business credit card, too, so, I mean, we can do it that way, too. That way I'm double protected on that end, too.
Yeah, yes, sir. That's perfectly fine. All right, so very first thing is the email. Did you receive that email just yet?
Hold on, let me check.
Okay.
All right, hold on, let me put it on speakerphone.
Okay.
All right, I got a new message from 877-635-6225. That's something to do with Google.
Just to show you our proof of our credibility here as well.
Yep, okay. And I see that. I don't know how to get into my email while I'm talking, but I haven't seen anything pop up.
Okay.
Because usually it does pop up.
It may have gone into your spam or anything like that if it's never been, you never received an email from us. That could happen.
Yeah, that's possible, and that I don't know how to deal with.
Okay, that's all right. Hang tight. You don't have to do that right away here, okay? Let's go over everything else, though. Let's make sure I have things correct.
It might be in there. Yeah. It might be in there, but it doesn't show up because it could be going to a different part of my email.
Right,
there's three
exactly.
Three different areas
now. All right, it's okay. Now, Wayne, as far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be found? Like 24/7?
I work 24/7, 7 days a week, 364 days a year. But I am available the 365 because I have operated a snowplow business. So,
yes, sir.
I do night work, for the commercial ends. And, you know, obviously if someone's flipping a house and they need me to go in, matter of fact, I just did an apartment building in 2 days, walls trim and everything, and the guy loved it.
Aw, that's awesome. All right, now we're talking.
And I'm actually doing his daughter's house right now, and then I got his house afterwards. And
oh, my gosh.
He wants
okay.
me to do more work on the rental property, so. And I got this guy because he did electrical work for the other guy that I was helping out. We managed 122 units in Marshfield condo complex for the elderly. Well, they move or they die, you go in and you give it a lick and a kiss and you're out of there. You know, we were flipping them in a couple of days too. You know, and then I took over during the winter when the guy went down to Florida. And I think it was right in the middle of COVID, I did 10 units by myself. I mean, this is, I'm obviously tooting my horn, but I can do all this.
That's okay, yeah.
I want to keep on going, hopefully till I'm like 65. So I got about 9 years left in me. You know,
all
right. My back won't give out. So, you know.
Well, we got this then. Okay. Well, is your
business where you like to work?
Oh, yeah.
I don't have the HIC, but I should be grandfathered because of when I started this business.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, okay, got it. So then
technically, you don't have to be licensed for inside work, only the outside. And trust me, I know all the legalities. I am registered with the town.
Okay.
Business.
No
so
worries.
I do
no
have
worries.
That lobby.
Okay, that's all right. And then how do you accept payments from your customers? Do you do cash and check only? Or
Cash and check. I do not do credit cards. I feel if someone has to use a credit card to pay to have their house painted, you don't want to do business with them.
Yeah, yeah, I feel that. And then also, I'm going to send all this information, but before I do, I want to make sure I have the service of all the services that you provide. I got residential work for interior and exterior painting. I got snow plowing, snow removal, power washing. Is there anything else I might be missing?
Snow plowing only. I don't remove.
Oh, okay. No, I'm glad I asked. Okay. Take that out.
I do the old horsehair plaster sheetrock work. I do small sheetrock jobs. I do the plaster work. So basically anything to do with the house except for electrical and plumbing.
Okay.
Basically property maintenance is what I listed a long time ago. But you can only put so many on there, so I want to kind of strictly just deal with all aspects of painting. I do small wallpaper jobs, and just did one in Duxbury at the beginning of the season. And I never actually physically hung the shit before, but I was taught by a guy that was very professional. And I hung my first job this year, and they loved it. They paid my price. It was like $1,600 for 2 days' worth of work. And they supplied the wallpaper. Yep.
And now, do you do also, like, staining for like, painting and things like that as well?
I do, but I don't do that much of it because basically everyone wants you to paint over it nowadays.
Right, I feel that too.
You gotta use the oil primer, and then sometimes if it's real dark, you gotta do two coats of oil primer, and then two coats of your finish. You know, it's a very high cost, but I also do cabinets.
Oh, you do cabinets? Okay, I'm gonna put that in there.
There's only one product that you can use. It's called Advance. And that's specifically designed to harden up. And obviously all paints take 30 days to cure, not dry.
Yes, sir.
So it's a big process, but you know, would you rather spend $4,000 or $5,000 to redo your cabinets or spend $20,000 to $40,000 to have them replaced?
Wow. All right. Well, I'm learning a lot of stuff here, too. Now, Wayne, I'm going to go ahead and send this over to our team right now. And that way, when they do speak to you tomorrow, they're not going to start from scratch. They're going to know exactly what we're talking about. They'll go over a few things that we're already doing today just to make sure we didn't miss anything, okay?
If you want to double-check with me on my qualifications, we can do that.
No, you're perfectly fine. Your qualifications are more than enough, sir. And I'm going to make sure this goes through for you, okay? So I'm going to send this over to you right now. Yes, sir. Now, the next part, I'm not taking a no for an answer because I want to make sure, again, you're really well protected, okay? I want to do a voice verification. Everything's recorded. I'm going to ask you a few questions in the beginning. Answer as clearly as possible. But I'm also going to put the pricing in there. And I'm also even going to tell you, if you decide to part ways in the future, I mean, knock on wood, we want to earn your business for a very long time. But if you do decide to do that, there's no cancellation fees, and I even tell you how to do that on there, okay? So, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and hit record here, and we get started, okay? Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
WW Painting and Snow Plowing.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Wayne Williams, the owner, sole proprietor.
Perfect. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
That is correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, you may please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for just a second. Wayne, as you mentioned before, there's crazy people out there in this world, and I want to make sure you don't fall for any of these traps. So after this...
Trust me, I ask a million questions, and I ask for proof, and then if they can't, I hang up.
Okay, even better. But at the same time, I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash. If they don't ask, we're going to set up a security question and answer, okay? So that way, if they don't ask their security question, you know it's not us, all right? And, of course, we'll know it's you because you know the answer to it. So we just want to make sure we do that. Okay. But I'm going to continue here.
Right? I got the most secure one possible. Nobody's broken into it yet.
All right, perfect. All right, I'm going to continue in the recording. Here we go. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, and last question here. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on August 2nd in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the second of every month in the same amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support with the 877 number that I given you a little bit earlier. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. That's the end of that recording there, sir. Like I said, I wanted to keep my promises on everything, put the pricing and all that. Now, for your security question, we have only 3 choices, but you can make up any answer you want as long as you don't forget your own answer, okay? So it's important. Yeah, oh my gosh, you won't believe.
Oh, okay, now you want me to remember something else on top of everything else I remember?
Oh my gosh.
Well, it can be easy as long as you if you can make up any answers, just don't forget it, you know. So we have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to choose?
How about the pet?
Yeah, okay. And what would that answer be?
All right, that would be Little Bit.
Oh, get out of here. Really? Okay. Right, I love it, man. I love it. All right.
So Siberian Husky.
Get out of here. I had one myself. I taught it, believe it or not.
I used to show them and breed them with my parents.
Okay, so you're going to believe me on this when I say this. I taught my dog how to say, I love you. I swear to you, but it was the worst idea ever.
Have you seen on Facebook the things that they do on there with them animals? It's incredible. I mean,
so smart.
I know exactly what you mean because a couple of mine did that. It was amazing. I mean, it's crazy. You know?
Oh my God!
It is what it is. Yeah.
Oh. Yep. All right. Now. So, Wayne, so that will never change, okay? So just make sure you remember that, okay. Now, we're at the last part here. On the card that we're using today, Wayne, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial with that as well?
Middle initial. Yep. Middle initial is G.
Okay. And... I'm assuming it's to the billing address at the 132 Rocky Meadow Street?
That's correct.
Okay, all right. And then what kind of payment method are we using today?
Visa.
Visa it is, okay. Now, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud just for safety here, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4798 5101 2448 1090.
All right, perfect. And expiration date?
11/26.
Okay, last but not least, the security code.
964.
All right. Now, before I process the payment, now you know I'm not lying. I want to make sure we keep this. I want to keep refreshing the account three different times just to make sure that that pricing doesn't change. Okay. This is literally a 50% discount rate. I want to make sure it stays like that for you. Okay. So I'm refresh again.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We're good to go. I'm going to process the payment for only $249. Please stay on the phone with me. Okay. I want to make sure you see your invoice. All right. Processing here. There it goes. Let me know once you're going to receive an email and a text, but they're going to both direct you to the same spot. I'm going to walk you through on that, okay? So you should be getting a text any minute here. Wait, Wayne, you're still there with me, right?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm on speaker.
Okay, okay.
Phone,
so. I don't want you leaving.
That's the only way I know how to check all this other shit.
Okay.
Some things I don't know how to do, so.
You scared me for a minute, man. I'm like, no, not when I process a payment. I want to think I hung up on you.
No.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay, good. All right. So let's go ahead and see if that text message came to you now.
I haven't received it yet. Let me move away from, there we go. Okay.
Perfect. All right. In this text message, there's a spot where it says, click here to accept your subscription terms. Once you click that, it'll direct you to everything we discussed on paper there for you, your breakdown, how much we're putting into your ads for you, everything. Okay.
Sent me a copy of the invoice to the email we have on. File, please click here, http://.com/508, my number, obviously, to accept the subscription. Terms, if you have any questions, please contact said person, boom, boom, boom. All right, I read that.
Okay.
Now I just got to figure out how to go from here.
All right, so the next part.
Yeah. I get that up. So what do I just hit reply, right?
On this one, so is this for the calendar invite? What was that?
It's for the text.
The text part? Up to you.
Yeah.
But you don't need to hit anything until you read through it. You ask me questions, concerns, I answer for you. But once you see everything, there's a breakdown there and there for you. At the bottom, there's a checkbox you have to click with your finger. You hit it, and then sign your name identically on the card. Yeah.
Unfortunately, all I got is the text.
Okay, yeah, the text message. In there, does it show click here to accept subscription terms?
Yeah, so what do I do? Just hit on the HTTP?
You got it. Yes, sir.
Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, there we go. Open. I'm learning.
Yep. You're good.
Okay.
I'm going to stay on the phone with you, man.
Local Splash terms and experiences. Creation of a Google business profile, management of existing Google business. I wish I had my glasses, but claiming an existing Google business on behalf of client, keywords, research, category selection, profile, photo. Google Business Access, Facebook Ads, Google Guarantee, Google Workspace, Advanced Reporting, Live Client Support. Okay. So
We got products included, local bundle, $149, Facebook ads, $100.
There you go.
Products included. Alright, it says, I certify that I am authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all information is complete and accurate. Hey, there's the signature. So should I put a check mark in that of what I just said?
You got it. Yes, sir. So you're going to hit the checkbox and then you'll be able to sign by tapping. It's just like type. You don't have to actually do a signature. You're going to make sure, though, Wayne, it's going to be your first name, middle initial, and last name, okay?
Yeah. I'm trying to sign, but our phone's
you're
not
okay.
Signing. All right. Yeah, for some reason it won't let me sign.
What is it showing? Like, talk to me a little bit.
Sign, it says sign with an arrow.
Okay. And you want to click it, like touch it with your finger, and it should pop up where you can type your name instead of signing it.
Well, it's just, below it says click here and type your name as seen
yes,
above.
Yes, that part. You got it.
Okay. Nice. I'm a slow typer.
Hey, take your time. It's okay.
Okay. Signature. Gotta get the Red Sox score out. All right, now it's asking for a username and password.
Perfect. Don't worry about that part, because tomorrow, Wayne, when our team calls and reaches out to you, please don't forget to answer this call, okay? It's not a spam call. They're going to call
yep.
from that 877 number, and they're going to develop
yep.
that password and login for you with you on the phone. That way they can show you how to maneuver to use your app, keep track of your calls, your website, Facebook, all of that. All right?
Okay.
I mean, I made sure that they're going to really take care of it. I left some notes in there to help you out, walk you through step by step. Okay?
All right. Should I bring my passcodes for my all that stuff that you just said? Because I have it in a black book, and I haven't
yes.
had to actually use that. So I'm not 100% sure. If they're the same ones.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I mean,
right.
we're talking, I haven't had to use the passcode because everything's memorized in my phone.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, we're talking
yeah,
over 10 years.
Yeah, no. I don't expect you to remember all that. All right. Yeah. So bring that. You don't have to be in front of a computer. But.
Yep.
Yes, they will. The more you have that's prepared for everything, the more quicker this process can be for you as well. All right, Wayne?
All right, so should I X out of that username password screen?
Yes, sir. You can exit out right out of that. I just want to make sure that we have everything all set. So first off,
yep.
I'm going to say this, Wayne. Congratulations. You know, welcome to the family here. We're going to make sure
okay,
that...
Thanks for listening to my rants and everything, and thanks for being a little professional, and, like I said, I'm reserved about a lot of things in life nowadays, but most of it's the Russians and the, Iranians and Chinese hacking into all our shit.
Yeah, it's very... You'd be surprised how often I hear that, though. You know, so it's unfortunate.
Well, I have military ties.
Do you? Yeah, me too. My family
yes,
is involved in the military, so, yes, sir.
Fort Bragg. Yeah.
There you go.
You know Fort Bragg, so.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, and my uncle passed away the year I was born.
He was in Vietnam. Yeah. They just did another dedication a little while ago for him. You know, and then my stepfather, he was National Guard. And my son tried to go into the Army, but he didn't make it through basic because of his attitude. You know, but that's kids for you. You know?
Yep.
It's all cracked up to be a simple Simon issue. You know, you gotta have the drive. You know, I should have, but I didn't. You know, I do things in different ways. You know, I help out, I volunteer, you know, I do this, I do